Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Thursday, August 18th, 2022. Stand up for your country. One of the things that drives me crazy about Joe Biden is that he causes problems. You know, most presidents don't know how to deal with problems. The worst president in our history was James Buchanan. He came in to a situation where the South was actually raiding federal depots for weapons, and they were doing all kinds of things, signaling they were going to bail out of the Union. And Buchanan just sat there and didn't do anything about it. So the South became more emboldened. That led to the Civil War. Buchanan left. Lincoln came in. And the rest, as they say, is history. Buchanan didn't cause the Civil War, the slavery issue, all that. He just sat there and allowed just horror to develop. Same thing with Herbert Hoover, one of the worst presidents ever. He didn't cause the Great Depression. We got in. He didn't do anything about it. And people were dying. But Biden's a different situation. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Republicans only need to tell voters one thing, in my opinion, in order to win in November. They say that the southern border is wide open because President Biden wants it that way. You don't even have to say inflation's terrible, the economy's wobbling, foreign policy is out of control, Xi is threatening the United States. You don't even have to go there. Because the border is so bad and so many people are getting hurt. And it's because of Biden. It's not because of the Democratic Party. They support it. Okay? It's not because of some cabinet member. Mayorkas is just a guy in there who's way over his head, but he didn't cause it. It's Biden. He will not enforce immigration law. So let me prove my point here. Border Patrol has announced that in the first 10 months of this fiscal year, which ends in October, agents have made 1.82 million arrests at the southern border. Almost 2 million, there's still two more months to go. That is a record by far. So this is just a stream of foreign nationals every single day, overwhelming U.S. authorities on the border. Okay. Now, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the apprehensions are now being adjudicated so that they aren't apprehensions anymore. It's the Border Patrol stops you. You have no business here. You have no passport, you know, papers. And then in a matter of hours, they let you go right into the country. That's what's happening. Okay. And it's not like it isn't happening. It is. And these are the old federal government stats. Okay. In addition, record amounts of hard narcotics are coming in here. It's July alone, 2,100 pounds of fentanyl. Fentanyl is a little pill. 2,100 pounds just in July. This is an increase of 200%. Over last year. So the drug smugglers on both sides of the border, cartels in Mexico, organized crime in the United States, it's just like, come on, wave them in because of the open border. Now, so far this year, again, according to federal government, 18,000 pounds of cocaine seized, 138,000 pounds of methamphetamine, and 1,300 pounds of heroin. The heroin's down because the fentanyl is up. Fentanyl basically does what heroin does, but it's much more powerful than heroin, so it kills you. Not always, but a lot. So hundreds of thousands of Americans are dying, not only from drug overdoses, but when the drugs get to the cities, the drug gangs, primarily African American, they're the retail sellers, They're fighting each other and law enforcement to control the street drug industry. That's resulting in violent crime through the roof. So you got drug overdoses, and they say about 120,000, whatever. It's way more than that. But a lot of these coroners say other people die of other things, that kind of thing. But it's way more than that. And then you have all the murders and all the violence in the cities, the big cities. So, again, this isn't two sides to the story. This is happening. President Biden does not care. Fact. If he cared, he'd do something about it. But there isn't anything being done. I mean, nothing. So, 18 months of this. How much more do you need, you liberal Democrats? How much more do you need, you independent voters? The Republican Party is going to vote en masse against Biden and the Democrats. But independents and Democrats still supporting, some of them, the Biden administration. How much more do you need? Do you really believe this is good for the United States? Where foreign nationals, millions of them, can come here unattended? And when they come here, we have to take care of them. We can't let them die in the streets. And that's U.S. tax money. I mean, we're talking millions of people, most of them poor. And then the narcotics are everywhere. Now, if you read Killing the Mob, and I hope you read all the Killing books, because if you do, you'll have a very, very good idea of your own country. But Killing the Mob, I laid out how the narcotics traffic was controlled at wholesale and retail at one point by organized crime. The Italian gangsters, the five families, they controlled it. But they don't control retail anymore. They still control a lot of the importation of narcotics here, but not how it's sold on the streets of New York City, Chicago, LA, and every other big city. Those are African-American gangs doing that primarily. There are some Hispanic gangs, but it's primarily African-American gangs. And they're killing people, thousands of people. And there's no problem getting their product here. It's easier to get narcotics into America today than ever before. And the federal government says it. Again, where is President Biden? Where is his chief of staff? Where is Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer? Gone. They don't care. And that, there's no other explanation. They don't care that Americans are dying. And here is the real kicker. Equity, and we're going to take care of African Americans and all of this. Mostly African Americans dying. So that's how fraudulent and hypocritical this whole progressive move is. I'll tell you what, I've never seen an issue this intense that is so clearly defined than the border. So Joe Biden is now in dereliction of duty territory. He swore to uphold the laws of the United States. He is not upholding them. And in any forum, he could not persuade any fair-minded person that he is. So he could be impeached if the House goes Democrat in November. That would take place after everybody sworn in January. He could be impeached. That would be a mistake by the Republican Party if they decide to do that. They could do it, and they would get the article of impeachment passed in the House. They never get a conviction in the Senate. Okay, but they could embarrass Biden. But here's what the Republicans should do. Immediately after taking power in January, the House committees, Homeland Security, Oversight, whatever it may be, begin holding hearings and bringing in Mayorkas, Buttigieg, all the department heads, the whole cabinet. You subpoena them and embarrass them in front of the whole country, because they're not going to be able to defend the Biden incompetence. So rather than doing what Nancy Pelosi did to Trump, which, you know, blew up and nobody got anywhere on it, You don't do that. You set a record. And then the final thing, after Mayorkas and Buttigieg and all of the other cabinet members, department heads, definitely Merrick Garland. Definitely he's in. Okay? Particularly if this whole Trump thing doesn't work out. Once you have all that on the record, then you go after Biden. And that's a memo. Okay. Department of Homeland Security, run by Alejandro Mayorkas, one of the most incompetent civil service I've ever seen. They now admit that the Biden administration has what they call expedited removal power. So when somebody illegally crosses into the United States on the southern border, overstays the visa, when they fly in here, whatever, they can immediately, without a hearing, if that person is caught, deport them immediately on the spot. All right? That's built into our immigration law. It's very important for everybody to understand. Don't have to have a hearing. It's called expedited removal. Person doesn't have credentials to come in here, turn them right around, and he goes back to his home country. Costs us money, but that's the way it goes. All right, now, between July 2021 and July 2022, last month, the Homeland Security Department processed more than 1 million migrants. That means they took the migrant crossing the southern border illegally, brought them to a building, sat them down, got their names and addresses from their home country, put it into a computer. Okay? Immediately after that, these 1 million foreign nationals could have been deported immediately, as soon as they put it in the computer. 853,000 foreign nationals who were processed in that room were let go. If that's not a dereliction of duty, if that isn't a constitutional violation of the President of the United States' sworn oath, nothing is. Nothing. Now, I hope I have explained this to you in a vivid way, with no hysteria, no hyperbole, facts coming from the federal government, from the Biden administration itself. So the bottom line on this is Joe Biden is saying to every American, all 330 million of us, blank you. I'm the president. If I don't want to enforce the law, I'm not going to. That's impeachable. But again, with our polarized society, he would not be convicted in the Senate because the Democratic Party doesn't care. Biden doesn't care. But there's no outcry in the Democratic Party, which is why, getting back to my original statement when we began the program, if the Republicans just took my monologue there, don't use me because I'm not a party guy, just took what I said because the transcripts are up on BillO'Reilly.com every day. That's all you need to do. Because there are enough fair-minded, independent Americans and Democrats that would say, you know, they're right. This can't go on. But it will go on. If Biden, look, the Republicans have got to take both houses. The Senate, dicey. The House, they will take. Now let's bring it home. Ready? In Colorado, there was a 13-year-old boy named Jose Hernandez who lived in Aurora, Colorado. I lived in Aurora, Colorado for 2 years while I was working at KMGH-TV in Denver. A classmate, according to the boy's grandparents, gave Jose a pill, which Jose, at 13, took. It was fentanyl. Jose's dead. Okay? Now, 13 years old, dopey kid, fentanyl pill his classmate had, and I believe the grandparents. Jose gets the pill, takes it to be cool. Dead. 13, 12-year, 11-year-olds have fentanyl pills. All right, let's get to the Trump FBI situation. Big hearing in Florida today. Judge Reinhardt, a bunch of news agencies. The first time in history that news agencies and Trump agree. They want the warrant unsealed, the affidavits. Who accused Donald Trump? They want to know who that is. All right, so Reinhardt held a hearing. Here's what Reinhardt did. He said, yeah, I'll give you a little bit more specificity about what the FBI was looking for. All right, and we'll have that shortly. But I'm not going to rule on the affidavit until August 21st. I'm going to put it off. So the Defense Department, the Justice Department, I should say, not the Defense Department, the Justice Department can go back and tell me what they want redacted, which is going to be the names of the people who accuse Trump of whatever. So this is just another, it's not going to lead to anything. Maybe next week we'll get a little more clarity on this, but I would be shocked if a judge, a federal magistrate, he's not an elected judge, he's a magistrate, if he said, yeah, I'm going to tell everybody who the names are, who these people are, because those people would obviously be in danger and their whole lives would be ruined, no matter what happened. So they're not going to do that. They're going to take the names out. Now, if it ever comes to a charge, if the federal government ever charges Donald Trump with anything, and I don't believe that's going to happen, but I could be wrong, then they would have to, because you have a right as an American under our Constitution, due process, to face your accuser. They'd have to do it. They'd have to say, these are the people who accused Trump. But now they don't, because there's no criminal charges. So that's what happened today. I'm a simple man. I like to keep it simple. So now we go next week, and he's not going to tell you the names. Not going to happen. All right, phony polling. This is becoming a big problem in America. Okay, so Politico is a left-wing website. They have a polling operation. So they took a poll, 2,000 registered voters, pretty equal Democrat, Republican, and the poll question was, do you approve or disapprove of the FBI's decision to conduct a search warrant on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida? According to the poll, 52% say, yeah, I approve of that. I like the search. And 37 say, no, I don't like it. And then 10% don't know. Okay. Now, I don't believe that. Do you believe that? I think it's about 50-50. However, the third question in the poll is this. Would you consider the FBI's decision to conduct a search warrant on Donald Trump an abuse of power? Yes, 49%. No, 40%. So wait a minute. 52% approve, but 49% say it's an abuse of power? So that means that the majority say, yeah, it's an abuse of power, but I still want it. Does that make sense? No. It's just phony. It's phony. This whole racket. Okay, so the problem here is that news agencies pick up the first part of the poll. 52% of Americans want this thing. Look at this headline, all right? This is one of hundreds of headlines on the internet. New poll, majority of voters now approve of the FBI raid on Trump at Mar-a-Lago, up from 49% last week. Okay, yeah, but you don't run in the third where most Americans say it's an abuse of power. You just use the top line on a phony poll. And see, Americans don't know this, and they see this stuff all over the place. And this is how perceptions are formed. And this is what the media wants. It wants all Americans to believe, yeah, get that Trump. We know he did something. It's so corrupt. Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout.
So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Okay. CDC, Centers for Disease Control, used to be good until Joe Biden came in. So now it's a mess. And everybody knows it's a mess. Nobody believes it. So Dr. Rochelle Walensky is the director, and here's what she put up yesterday. My goal is a new public health action-oriented culture at CDC that emphasizes accountability, collaboration, communication, and timeliness. I look forward to working with the incredible people at CDC and our partners to realize the agent's fullest potential, unquote. Isn't that nice? Yes, we're gonna change the culture here. Okay, so now there's always a reason for this kind of nonsense. The reason is federal government has spent hundreds of millions of dollars, all right, paying Moderna and Pfizer to come up with a new COVID vaccine. It's all money. Okay, nobody's going to take it. I'm not. And I'm already vaxxed twice, boosted twice. I got four in me. I'm not taking the new one because all of the other ones didn't protect my family from COVID. They got it. I didn't get it. And I didn't have any side effects, by the way, of the vaccine. I'm still the old werewolf I used to be. But now, why would I take another vaccine coming out of the federal government when the other vaccine didn't prevent COVID? Didn't Joe Biden have COVID three times or five times or eight times? Jill Biden has it now. So why would I take another dose of vaccine? So the CDC, they don't know what to do because they're in charge of pumping it up so people take another dose. And nobody's gonna. You have to be out of your blanket mind to take another dose of COVID vaccine at this point because it doesn't work. What they told you isn't true. And I don't think you're ever going to see Anthony Fauci again. He's not associated with CDC. He works for the federal government. Okay? But this guy, does anybody believe a word he says? Of course not. You know, I mean, so I don't think you, maybe there is that arrogant. Maybe it'll trot him out again. I mean, CNN will love to have him, but nobody else would. But, you know, that's why Walensky is doing it. No, no, we're going to change. Yeah, okay, fine. You get data that the new vaccine stops me from getting COVID, and I can see it. I can see the trials, where they took place, how many people were involved. Then I will consider it. And only that. Fair? California. So I was out there in May, as you know, late May. Great time. Beautiful state. Could never live there in a million years. And I don't know how people do live there, even though California, more people, that's our largest audience for the No Spin News in California. And it's the largest state, so it makes sense. But every aspect of life is more difficult for Californians than anywhere else in the country. So the latest is that Sacramento, the capital of the state, is asking all Californians to cut down the use of electricity. Okay, because if you don't, then we're going to run out. The state will run out. So thermostats in California, and nobody's going to do this, but this is what the order is, 78 degrees. So your air conditioning in your house can't go lower than 78. 78, that's a little toasty, a little warm. When it's 110 in Bakersfield and you can only go 78 in the air, a little unpleasant. All right. So in Anaheim, California, on the coast, record high 98 degrees. August 7th. Redding, up Northern California, 114 degrees July 29th. It's hot. Don't even mention Palm Springs or any of that. It's crazy hot. So California run out of energy. Why? Because they attacked the fossil fuel industry and the nuke industry. They had nukes. Boom, they're gone. What do we got now? We get the windmill. Windmill isn't going to do it. Not going to do it. All right. So there's also, in addition to the heat and the electricity problems in California, there's a drought. 99% of the state is in a moderate drought, 97 severe drought. You don't have any water. Don't have any water. And the Colorado River, which used to pump water into California, can't get it from there anymore. Nope. So desalinization, taking Pacific Ocean water, taking the salt out of it, turning it into fresh water, that's the only solution. And again, I don't even know what they're doing because it may be polluting. That might be a polluter or something. So no water, no power, no hope in California. I wrote a column this week, and I really, if you haven't read it, please do, because it's about you and the danger you live in. The column title is The Danger. Okay? And I spell it out. The Biden administration is dangerous. It's not just about the border or the economy or the crazy climate change stuff. It's about China. So now, in addition to Pelosi and all those other left-wing politicians going to Taiwan, the U.S. government has announced that there's going to be trade talks, a U.S.-Taiwan initiative on 21st century trade, okay, is going to be put into place. Okay. We're kicking dirt in the Chinese president's face, the communists in Beijing. Now, I want trade with China, but you don't have to announce it. You just do it. Okay? Why do you want to embarrass? Why do you want to spit in the eye of a dictator, Xi, who could hurt us? Why? I'm not saying don't trade with Taiwan. Again, I want the trade. But why are you spitting in Xi's eye, Biden administration? There's never an answer. Never an answer. And because of all this, China has announced it's sending troops to Russia to participate in joint military exercise. That's great. Isn't that great? China propping up Putin militarily, Chinese troops in Russia. Now, historically, they're enemies. Historically, the Russians, Chinese don't like each other. But now they're buddies because of Biden, the pals. I got to tell you, boy, things are much worse than you would ever know, and the corrupt media will never tell you. I will. Now, I don't want you to ruin your weekend or anything like that, but I want to keep you posted on how vital this November vote is. You got to get these people out. By these people, I mean the Democratic Party has to lose. All right. Survey in the UK. Now, British people are like Americans. I mean, they drink too much tea over there, and they, you know, they have some attitudes that we don't have. We're a lot more feisty and direct than the average Brit. But it's a similar mindset. So that's why I'm giving you this. An outfit called Aloha Browser. Sounds like it was run by Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Aloha Browser did a big survey, 2,500 respondents in the UK. And they want to know how much you post online. All right? So the average person in the United Kingdom posts a year, no, in their lifetime, 10,000 photos, 11,000 social media posts, and 126 email addresses. I don't know what that is. I guess they change their email. Maybe that's what it is. 47% of Brits worry about putting too much of their lives online. Yes! Yes! I don't know why this drives me crazy, but it is. And I don't mean to pick on these two, but I will. Ben Affleck, the actor, and J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez. Do we really need to know what you're doing every hour of the day? Do we really need to see photographs of every outfit change, Miss Lopez? Do we really need to see Ben Affleck walking around brooding with a coffee cup? It's unrelenting. Unrelenting. Now, publicity in the entertainment world is usually good, but this is too much. There's a whole bunch of people who do this. Jennifer Aniston. When does it ever end? Okay? I mean, every day. The Kardashians. Ah, but that's different. That's their business. See, they make money from doing it. The others don't. And every thought they have, and believe me, there are not many, out on that, this and that and all. Don't do that. Nothing good can come from you putting your private feelings and your day-to-day activities on the net. Don't do it. There's no reason for you to do it. If you want to tell someone, if you're excited about something, an achievement, call them up. Talk to them like another human being. Yeah, you can text or email if it's brief like this. But if you really want to know, call them up. But this incessant Instagram photograph, here I am here and I'm eating a lemon and I just bought a taco. Stop. I don't know why it bothers me. Smart life. All right. This is our campaign to help you in your life. So cable costs a lot of money. It costs me about $200 a month. Okay. Now, a lot of my activities are tied into fiber optics and all of that because we do broadcast from studios. We don't go into New York City. We're not run by a corporation other than my corporation. So that's my excuse. But cabled, way too high, way too high. So now there's a new study out in July. This is according to Nielsen, and they calibrate all what Americans watch and where they watch it. For the first time ever, streaming services have overtaken cable. The time people in America spent streaming rose 23% from a year earlier. The time they were watching cable declined 9%. Okay? 35% of U.S. TV viewing is now streaming. 34% cable. First time. It's flipping. Cable is dead except for sports. Cable news is in dire trouble. Okay? Particularly because the younger audience is gone. It's all over 65. I think the average age now for the cable news operations, all three of them, close to 80. That's how, you know, because the older people, they don't do the streaming. They don't know what that is. And I'm not being condescending. It's just true. So anyway, the streaming is taking over. Now, I'm not a guy that does that. The urchins will come in. They go, hey, Dad, you don't watch this. Pop it up and I'll look at it. But I'm not cruising around those things very much. I did watch Peaky Blinders. I thought the cast out was fabulous, but it got crazy at the end. And I went, why am I watching this? But I watched that. And I watched that comedy show, The Soccer Show, the first year, and then it kind of flamed out. But I don't do that. But anyway, I know that most Americans do it. And so the smart live play here is a lot cheaper. Enter VidGo, V-I-D-G-O. You might have seen the commercials. They sponsored us. They are our partner in streaming. Now, we have signed a deal with them that I will provide them with product. And the first one is going to be early September. It's going to be about the National Football League because football starts September 8th, I believe. Anyway, you're going to really be interested to see what we're doing because it's brand new. So we are now involved with the streaming thing because we believe it is the wave of the future. If you read that Breitbart article on me out yesterday, I hope you do, it's posted on BillO'Reilly.com, you'll see, all right, how my corporations are looking ahead because I know the dinosaur media is going down. So I just give you a heads up on that. And VidGo is 50% cheaper than cable. This day in history, August 18th, 1587, the first child ever born in the United States. Her name was Virginia Dare. Her parents, Ananias Dare and Eleanor Dare, Brits, came over in the Sir Walter Raleigh expedition. Let's see Sir Walter over there. There he is. He didn't come, by the way. He financed it. So they went to Roanoke Island in North Carolina, and they had Virginia, and then they all disappeared. Gone. Didn't know, nobody know what happened to them. Okay? So when Raleigh put another expedition and went back to Roanoke, they're all gone. There's nobody there. And the only sign was a word carved into a tree, Croatoan, C-R-O-A-T-O-A-N. That was it. No sign. And nobody has ever found out what happened to that colony. So that was August 18th, 1587. Virginia Dare was born. And then the next settlement was up in Jamestown, where the Native Americans weren't as hostile, because that's what we think happened. The Native Americans went in and wiped them out. But we don't know. Back with mail segment and a final thought about living in the moment.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Let's go to the mail. Randy McCoy, Dallas. Bill, if you ask these so-called Republicans which specific policies of Trump's they don't like, this is, I guess, the anti-Trump people, they would not have an answer. Yeah, because they don't like him. We all know that. It's Donald Trump's persona that is the main objection. He governed fairly well. Pieter, P-I-E-T-E-R, is a Dutch name. Thank you, Bill. Danger, the column, describes best how I feel about our current situation, that Joe Biden may not even understand our problems is obvious. And that is frightening. Let's go to David, concierge member. David has direct access to me. I hope you check that program out. Bill, I'd like your opinion. If the Republicans gain control of at least the House, do you think it would be prudent for them to pursue impeachment? Just as I said, no. Do the committees. Lay it all out. Then, because Biden will never be convicted, or anybody else on the Democratic side in the Senate. David Dillon, Tulsa. If Liz Cheney decides to run for president, would she run as a Democrat? It's not running. Look, not a Democrat in the country that vote for Liz Cheney. She's a very conservative woman. They have no chance to be president. Al, took the first two vaccination shots against my better judgment. Got COVID anyway. No more jabs for this 84-year-old Montana cowboy. Just stay out there in the rain, Al. You'll be fine. Tanya, I heard Don Lemon saying that Trump hasn't been treated any differently than any other president in history. Was Don in a coma? Listen, here's my question, Tanya. Why are you watching this stuff? No, that's right. Trump was treated the same as everybody else. And Debbie Hibbert, Lebanon, Oregon. Bill, thanks for letting us know about the Breitbart article in which you were featured. Excellent piece featuring all the reasons I choose to be a BillO'Reilly.com premium member. Keep up the great work. But I'm glad you read it. It's posted on BillO'Reilly.com. Judy Howard, Clarendon, North Carolina. Bill, I've been a premium member from the beginning. Never missed an episode of the No Spin News. Thank you for your efforts to give us the truth. Thanks for Smart Life. I'm the proud owner of my first treasury bond. And you're getting more than 9% on it. That was a really good tip on Smart Life. Okay, Killing the Killers, number 9 on Sunday. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Please consider this book. You will like it and you will learn an enormous amount. Killing the Legends, up next, September 27th. Pre-order BillO'Reilly.com. Re-up your memberships, get it free. Okay, Killing the Legends will be the most controversial book of the year. And again, you will like it. Word of the day, do not be a nebbish, N-E-B-B-I-S-H, when writing to me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Right back with the final thought.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
All right, here is the final thought of the day. So this has been a very chaotic week for me, and I am not a man of chaos. I don't like chaos, as you probably know. But I haven't been living in the moment. What do I mean by that? So I'm doing 5 things at once, and I know you do this too. So I'm doing a task, but I'm thinking about something else. Or the phone rings, or the doorbell rings, or someone comes in and I'm doing stuff. And the stuff that I'm doing poorly because I'm not concentrating on what I'm doing. And that leads to more problems. So I lost my prescription sunglasses. I have no blanket idea where they are. I sent out the search parties, retraced the steps, said the prayer to St. Anthony. Come on, St. Anthony. No idea. Okay, so I know that I lost the glasses because I wasn't even thinking about them when I took them off my head. And I put them somewhere or something happened because I wasn't in the moment. Whatever you do, you got to slow it down. All right. And block out the words, hold on. I'll be with you in a minute. Then you turn back to whatever you're doing. But we don't do that. We Americans are frenetic. Other cultures are not like us. But we're doing it 7, 8. You know it in your own life. You know it. The dog's got to go out. The kids want this. The TV's too loud. The people, you can't. Everything has to slow down because if it doesn't, you're going to make mistakes. Those prescription sunglasses cost me $400 or $500. Okay, that's a big mistake. And it's my fault because when I took them off my head, I did not register where I put them. Duh. I can't tell you how crazy I am, but it's a lesson because I was doing 7 things at once and I'm going to stop that. That is a final thought. Thank you very much for watching and listening tonight. New column Sunday noon. See you soon.